Spotlight.
This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-Afghanistan bilateral ties. The participants are TCA Raghavan, former senior diplomat, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
India has said that a safe, peaceful and stable Afghanistan is not only exceedingly important for its own people but also for the global peace scenario. The 7th Moscow Dialogue on Afghanistan was organized in Russia, in which India, Russia, China, Iran and various countries of West Asia participated. Also in New Delhi, Union Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated Afghanistan and its Taliban government for speaking against the barbaric terrorist attack that happened in India in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April. Let's hear the words of Dr. S. Jaishankar, India's Union Foreign Minister, on India-Afghanistan relationship.
Excellency, we have a common commitment towards growth and prosperity. However, these are endangered by the shared threat of cross-border terrorism that both our nations face. We must coordinate efforts to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. We appreciate your sensitivity towards India's security concerns. Your solidarity with us in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack was noteworthy. India is fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan. Closer cooperation between us contributes to your national development as well as regional stability.
How are India-Afghanistan relations moving forward? How is India making sure that for territorial peace, stability and mutual trust, it should make partnerships that are sustainable, partnerships that endure the vagaries of international scenarios today and in the coming years? We are joined in for this exceedingly important discussion with a very special guest. We are joined in by former Ambassador Sri T.C. Raghavan. Raghavan ji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
So how are India-Afghanistan relations moving forward and how important are these relations for territorial peace, stability and the mutual trust between India and Afghanistan?
Fundamental principle of geopolitics and foreign policy is that pragmatism has to be a guiding principle in the crafting of such policies. What we see in the forward movement in India-Afghanistan relations is pragmatism playing a larger-than-life role. What do I mean by this? I think our current policy with respect to the Taliban government in Afghanistan is based to a very great extent on an evaluation of the changing geopolitics by way of which the Taliban came back to power in August 2021 and changed the entire architecture which had been ruling Afghanistan for the past two decades and in which India had played a central role. I think we realized that it is in our national interest to have a pragmatic, positive and forward-looking relationship with the Taliban government. This, of course, meant that one had to take certain difficult decisions, such as putting our bitter memories about the hijacking of IC-814 or the terrorist attack on our embassy in Kabul in 2008. Putting all that aside, we have decided on a pragmatic and forward-looking engagement process with the Taliban government based on the consciousness, based on the realization that our relations with Afghanistan are multifaceted, they are civilizational, and whatever happens in Afghanistan has a direct and immediate bearing on our national security. Because of these considerations, a pragmatic, forward-looking policy of engagement with the Taliban government has been embarked upon, and the recent visit of the foreign minister of the Taliban government to India exemplified that process.
Absolutely, Ambassador Raghavan, you've talked about pragmatism, you've talked about putting aside the bitter memories of the past. How important is the relationship with Afghanistan, you have underlined, but what does India's relationship with Afghanistan mean for India's relationship with the West, with the European Union, with China and with Russia? Your views, sir.
It is very evident that most countries, including those in the West, are rapidly reevaluating their approach to the Taliban as a movement and as a government. The earlier approach of not having anything to do with the Taliban is being given up by a large number of countries, including India. So we have therefore very consciously and decisively moved away from our earlier principle, our earlier position, which was to a great extent also based on principle that there is no difference between good Taliban and bad Taliban. And our approach would be guided by the fact that the Taliban was recognized as a terrorist movement internationally. Since August 2021, many countries have moved away from that position and are embarking on a process of engagement with the Taliban to differing extents. Perhaps China and Russia have taken the greatest lead in such an engagement with the Taliban government, and both have accorded a diplomatic recognition to that government and also established strong diplomatic relations with it. India is about to do, or India has also embarked on a similar policy. As I said, this approach is based on pragmatism, based on the evaluation and the consideration that the Taliban is in power in Afghanistan and is going to be there for a long time, and also based on the consideration and the realization that Afghanistan is too vital for our national security, for our approach not to be based on a pragmatic evaluation and clinical understanding of the situation.
Let's hear the words of Afghanistan Foreign Minister Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi on the relationship between India and Afghanistan.
During the American occupation, there was many ups and downs that happened. However, throughout this time, we never gave a statement against India. Rather, we always sought good relations with India. We will not allow any group to threaten anyone else or use the territory of Afghanistan against others.
Ambassador Raghavan, India has always been a champion when it comes to free trade deals, when it comes to ease of doing business, not just in the domestic arena, but also internationally. Now, do you believe that the relations between India and Afghanistan can open up new trade routes, or could it be in the minds of Indian policymakers that a better relation with Afghanistan could open up new trade routes, not just to West Asia, but also Europe and other countries?
Afghans have always attached great importance to India as a developmental partner and as an economic partner.
True.
And in the past, the period between 2001, 2002 and 2020-21, we were a major developmental assistance partner of Afghanistan and executing projects across the length and breadth of the country in different sectors. We were also pushing a great deal towards opening up of a direct trade route between Afghanistan and India and using Afghanistan's position as an opening for our trade into Central Asia. There was a great deal of cooperation between Iran and India by way of development of the Chabahar port to both ease Indian imports and exports to and from Afghanistan, and also opening up trade routes to Central Asia and beyond. It is, of course, the case that the most obvious and the most important trade opening between India and Afghanistan would be by way of normalization of trade between India and Pakistan and opening up of trade routes directly to Afghanistan with Pakistan as a transit country. But to be realistic, that is a long-term, if not somewhat fanciful project, because the political relationship between India and Pakistan right now does not permit such opening of trade routes whereby Indian goods would get transit through Pakistan to go to Afghanistan and Central Asia. So while this is a laudable objective and while we should certainly try keep it always as something which we should push, but political realities of the situation in South Asia today are such that this is not going to happen in the near future.
So India has not just emerged as a global leader of the South, but also as a global leader when it comes to humanitarian assistance, when it comes to peace and mediation, when it comes to trade and openness in providing assistance to all the countries, irrespective of their stature, economic or social. Now, how important would India's role be in making sure that Afghanistan is there in the mainstream, is accepted, Is it a possibility that India's push could get Afghanistan in the thick of things when it comes to the nations in general?
Clearly, for Afghanistan, Indian diplomatic recognition means a great deal, because it is one more step forward toward its gathering greater international recognition. But we also have to be conscious of the fact that there are many misgivings across the world about the nature of the Taliban government, and in particular about its social agenda, especially with regard to the status of women. To a great extent, we also share these concerns. So while Indian recognition is important to Afghanistan, it by itself is not going to lead to much greater international recognition of Afghanistan in the near future, although the Taliban government will continue to work towards that goal. It is certainly a fact that our developmental assistance program in Afghanistan in the past was an exemplar of South-South cooperation. We executed developmental projects of immediate advantage to the Afghan people across the length and breadth of Afghanistan. We gave a large number of scholarships for Afghan students to study in India. We were major partners in their overall human resources development programs. And there is an expectation in the Taliban government that gradually India will resume each of these activities. And this would be of immense advantage to Afghanistan, while, of course, it will also bolster India's already strong image as a leading country in South-South cooperation.
So how important would be cultural ties for enhancing trade ties or service ties in the future? The donation of ambulances by India to Afghanistan, medical tourism, and increased sports collaboration between India and Afghanistani sportsmen in various sports fields. How important do you feel all these fields are for the betterment of the relations between India and Afghanistan?
People-to-people relations are always at the heart of any diplomatic and political relationship. And it is no different between India and Afghanistan. In fact, India-Afghan relations are civilizational and societal. There are many ties which tie the two countries together. There is a great deal of appreciation in Afghanistan with regard to Indian music, Indian films, Indian cuisine, Indian medical facilities, and of course, forms of cooperation such as in sports and in cricket, etc. Certainly, we should do what we can to strengthen people-to-people cooperation and to strengthen the cultural link between the two countries. And one vital element in that certainly would be resuming the scholarship program, which was one of the highlights of the India-Afghanistan developmental partnership till 2021. There is a great demand for Afghan students to come and study in India, especially in a higher educational institution. Similarly, there is quite an enormous demand for availing of medical treatment in India. And there is also a great appreciation for the medical facilities which we had helped set up in Afghanistan. I think focusing on all these in the future will lead to beneficial results for India-Afghan relations as a whole.
So we truly hope that India's relationship with Afghanistan goes from strength to strength, and we are exceedingly thankful to you for explaining such serious matters in such lucid terms. Thank you so much, former Ambassador T.C. Raghavanji, for coming to the studios of Akashvani and discussing India-Afghanistan relations with us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Afghanistan bilateral ties. The participants were T.C.A. Raghavan, former senior diplomat, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.
Spotlight.